From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump has been out on the road touring the Boeing aircraft facility in the state of South Carolina, where he delivered a pep talk to workers and viewed the new Boeing Dreamliner airplane.
This plane, as you know, was built right here in the great state of South Carolina. Our goal as a nation must be to rely less on imports and more on products made here in the USA.
White House officials say Trump's campaign committee is holding a rally in Florida today, where the president is reported to have filed papers for his 2020 reelection on the day of his inauguration. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence spoke to a gathering at the Munich Security Conference earlier. A senior White House foreign policy advisor says the trip is an opportunity for Mr. Pence to reassure U.S. allies and our partners and to lay out U.S. priorities for the transatlantic relationship.
Today, on behalf of President Trump, I bring you this assurance. The United States of America strongly supports NATO and will be unwavering in our commitment to this transatlantic alliance.
President Trump last month labeled NATO as obsolete. Meantime, U.S. troops and military hardware arrived in Latvia and Romania this past week, part of the biggest NATO reinforcement since the end of the Cold War. And the oldest Muslim organization in the United States held its seventh annual meeting with lawmakers. The Ahmadiyya Muslim Community USA emphasized a new message that most Muslims are peaceful. This is VOA News. Pakistan has closed its borders with Afghanistan, fired a barrage of artillery into its neighbor's territory, and staged a major domestic crackdown on militant groups, reportedly killing more than 100 suspects in response to terror attacks. It was the latest in a series of deadly attacks claimed by the Islamic State in both nations. Observers say this could provide grounds for a united fight against terrorism, but instead seems to be pushing the two countries apart. United Nations aid agencies warn that they have a two-month window of opportunity in drought-stricken Somalia in which to increase emergency assistance for millions of people and to avert a catastrophe. Lisa Schlein reporting now from the UN in Geneva.
The United Nations estimates half of Somalia's population, or 6.2 million people, are threatened by the drought which is spreading from the hard-hit northern regions. Over the past week, representatives of the World Food Program and the UN Children's Fund visited some of the worst affected areas in the northern Puntland region. They describe scenes of utter devastation where people have reached the limit of their abilities to cope. Nearly 260,000 people, half of them children under five, died during the famine in Somalia between 2010 and 2012. UNICEF projects the number of severely malnourished children in Somalia could reach 270,000 over the coming months. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
New Zealand and Australia reaffirmed their commitment to strengthen bilateral ties when the two countries' prime ministers met in Queenstown. Speaking at a news conference, both Bill English, the new New Zealand Prime Minister, and Malcolm Turnbull, the Australian Prime Minister, said they continue to support the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the TPP, despite the United States' withdrawal from the agreement. Here is Prime Minister Turnbull.
The new American administration pulled out of the TPP, but we'll continue to open up, working together, recognizing our shared interests are in opening up more economic opportunities.
Prime Minister English said both he and Mr. Turnbull have been in touch with their TPP partners to figure out ways to move forward without U.S. participation. Bob Michael, a highly thought-of U.S. member of Congress from the state of Illinois, who served as leader of the House Republicans and was skilled at seeking compromise, died Friday. He was 93. Michael was born in 1923, served in World War II in Europe, receiving a Purple Heart and a Bronze Star. In 1956, he was elected to the House of Representatives and won 18 more times.
That's the latest world news from VOA.